Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
It's Booker T. The MG's bringing us back. This time is tight. Welcome back to 7 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. Jack Aldrich is our guest, a great futurist, global futurist, and author of a number of books, including Foresight 2020, including Jump the Curve, including The Next Big Thing is Really Small, etc., and also his historical books, Into the Unknown about Lewis and Clark, and then the one he wrote about George Marshall's leadership lessons. Jack, I need your website, please.
It's jackaldrich.com.
Spell that.
Jack, and then the last name is ULDRICH.com.
CH, so check that out. Jack, we're talking about questions, folks. Jack says, if you're really going to be a great leader, if you're really going to be able to get the most out of the world and especially your organization, you should ask more questions instead of providing more answers. And one of the questions I was going to think that we could ask our people is, if you could challenge me on anything that I do or say, what would it be?
What I recommend is, on an annual basis, conduct a pre-mortem with your team. And this is the opposite of a post-mortem. Pre-mortem says it's 5 years in the future and we're out of business. What didn't we see? What opportunity might we have missed? It's a really humbling question, and it kind of sounds like a depressing question, but I argue it's actually a really empowering question. I mean, if you go back 10 years ago, Blockbuster, Ford, or BlackBerry, all of those companies filled with bright, intelligent, motivated people, but they missed the future. Mm-hmm. If they would have asked themselves
that question. And somebody in the organization was thinking about that, weren't they?
They were. Someone was. And someone knew the question and knew the answer to those, but they were never asked yet. And so I think it is incumbent upon the leader to ask that question regularly, to sit down with the team and say, it's 5 years in the future and we're out of business. What didn't we see? What opportunities didn't we exploit? And the conversation that it will generate is fascinating because it gives those people in the organization an opportunity to say, oh, we might want to be aware of this new social media platform. Mm-hmm. Or you and I were talking during the break about the banking industry. Mm-hmm. There's a new platform called
It's going to be turned on upside down in the next 10 years.
That's right.
The banking industry, totally.
That could lead to peer-to-peer lending. You might not think that will happen in the future.
It's already happening through crowdfunding.
It is, yep. Just like 10 years ago.
And guess what? I ask a bunch of bankers about crowdfunding. Most of them had never heard the word, and the ones who'd heard of it couldn't tell me what it meant.
Right.
Now, that's scary.
And I tell you, I use analogies a lot, is that 5, even 10 years ago, there's no way people in the automotive and the taxi industry would have thought peer-to-peer car driving would take off. Today, Uber has a valuation of $50 billion, decimating the taxi industry, and it's changing the automotive industry because mm-hmm. many young people don't need to own a car anymore. They just need to access it. So the world can change faster than we appreciate.
Mm-hmm.
Past success is no guarantee of future success. Have some humility. Keep asking questions. What don't you know? How are my customers changing?
Another important one for us is not so much what could cause us to be out of business, but on a positive side, just say, okay, what should we be selling 3 years, 5 years from now, and let's be prepared to admit that it might not be what we're selling right now.
Yeah, that's right. I think that's a great question. I think another really good question is, what things won't change. And you and I have talked a lot about this. Is that at the end of the day, we're still people. We're still humans. That human connection is critical and it's vital. And although I'm all about technology, I really encourage my customers and clients to say, how can we use these new tools, and that's what they really are, mm-hmm. to make a better, deeper, more meaningful human connection.
What I'm pointing out in my one of the new projects I'm working on, the essence of this is of this new project I'm working on, is that we're analog beings, and we're only just, and we have been all these millennia, and all of the stuff that we've ever created has been analog until the last 20, 30 years, and now it's digital. And so now we've got these, we're this historical analog being trying to deal with it in a digital world. And that should be instructive, shouldn't it?
Yeah, it really should. And I think there's also a merger. I don't know how much time we have left. But
I only got a couple of seconds. If you want.
Oh, okay. So I will sign off because it's a little longer than that. But.
Jack Aldrich with the CH.com. Jack, thanks for being here. Good job. Come back soon.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me, Jim.
Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.